dejar esta sed de tenerte entre mis brazos, de mirarte y no poder derramar la miel de mis labios. Como siempre a tu lado, vivir siempre contigo.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Lem. Me? No, I'm your host, Angel Lem. Today I'll be sitting with Silvia Salas Sanchez. She's the host of Mas Masa and the co-host of Abuela's Kitchen. You can find both of those channels on YouTube. Just look them up. The first one is not so much of a cooking channel. It's more for you to get to know her a little better. And the second one, it's her and her grandma cooking whatever food her grandma wants to cook. So you can find her at _MasMasa. I'll have the description. I have the links to both her YouTube channel and her Instagram. She will also be taking part of this year's CountryCon on June 23rd of this year. She'll be hosting a live cooking demonstration and be the host of a Concha fashion contest. So make sure you go get your tickets by going to ConchaCon on Instagram. Click on the link. I will also be giving away 2 tickets to this event. So make sure you stay tuned. Make sure you keep an eye out for those tickets. I'll be giving away a little closer to the date, you know. And trust me, keep this interview in mind, because you already know the question is going to be related to either her or to this episode. I'm happy to say that it's our anniversary. It's our 1 year anniversary. Yep, that's right, guys. Our 1 year anniversary. If you would have told me last year that I would still be doing this, that people would still want to come on, I would tell you you're full of shit. And then I would apologize to you, because it's happening, guys. I'm still doing it, and I feel like I could keep doing this for a couple more years. I'll be doing it as long as people want to come on. I'll have a place for them to talk about who they are, what they do, and why they do it. I also want to thank every single one of the people that have come on this podcast to talk about themselves and what they do, and for putting their faith in me that I'd be able to do a good job and give you guys a good impression of what they do, and giving a good impression of who they are, because you know it means a lot to me. It really, 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 really does. Also, thank you for everybody that has asked for a sticker, that it's rocking a sticker, that's repping the podcast on the everywhere, everyday items, or just they're at home. I don't care. I just thank you guys from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for believing in me, and thank you for representing and sharing the podcast. And please, please, please keep doing it. Please keep telling people to listen to the podcast. Please keep telling people to listen to the show, because that's the only way that my guests are going to be able to get some good and legitimate publicity. And after all, this is for my guests. It's not as much for me. I mean, it's a little bit for me, but the main point is I want my guests to be successful and to get as many ears and eyes to what they're doing and why they do it. Also, thank you for your messages of kind, you know, of encouragement. You know, it means a lot to me. You guys don't know, sometimes I'm second guessing myself, asking myself if I should be doing this, but then I get a message telling me like, good job, great job, you're doing good, you've been improving, and you know, it makes my day that much better. So please keep doing that for me. I know, kind of funny thing to do, to ask for, but it helps me. It helps me every day. Every day I want to quit doing this. Every day I want to stop interviewing people, because I feel I might be wasting their time But then when I see those messages, when I see those reviews, when I see people want to come on the show, it just makes me feel good. It makes me think that I am doing a good job and I am worthy of doing this, and I'm worthy of your guys' time, and I'm worthy of your guys' ears. You know, I know time is just a precious thing, and I would hate to waste your time. So I look for the best people I can, and you know, and hopefully you guys agree with me that I do bring you quality people, entertaining people, and that help you pass the day, pass the time, and that are worth listening to. So I just want to remind you, there is a giveaway still going on. I haven't mentioned what day of this week is anniversary because I don't really don't know what day you're listening to me. So hopefully you guys know the day that we turn a year. That's the answer for the giveaway. So the question obviously is, when do we turn a year? So this year, this week's giveaway is a mystery bag. I mean, you guys could kind of guess what I'm going to put in there. I'll put some stuff that some of my guests have left behind. So kind of, I'm going to go through the lost and found, and I'm going to send you some other stuff. And I mean, some people have given me stickers. Others have given me stuff to give to you guys. So I'm going to include all that and some very, very cool things. I'm going to go to Molcajete del Miguero this week. So make sure if you go, make sure you come look for me. Look for the hat. I do have hats, and they're available at Synesthesia Boutique. If you want a sticker and you don't want to give me your address, I understand. Go check out Synesthesia Boutique. Also go check out Jessica Fitness. She also has some stickers. So please stop by and get yourself a sticker. And why not sign up for a class? You're already there. All right, well, remember, go pick up a hat, go pick up a shirt. I'm located in the community table. My shirts are located in the community table. So I have sizes from extra large all the way down to small. So I don't know how many more shirts I have available, but if your size is in there, make sure you send me a DM and I'll make it for you. Easy as that. I'm working on some tank tops because I know summer's coming and it might be too hot to wear short sleeve, but I am working on tank tops, so stay tuned for that. I have some new designs, so stay tuned for that. With that in mind, thank you for your support, and I hope you enjoy this interview.
Eres mi corazón, mi amor, te busco. Porque a los placeres no le encuentro gusto. Nada es igual si tú no estás. Pregunto si lo que yo siento lo sentimos juntos. Yo quisiera darte toditito el mundo y más por ver lo que pasa. A tu lado de nada tengo temor, porque son tus ojos quien me dan valor. Que no habrá paso. Camino acompañado es mejor. Tú dices a donde quieras y yo voy. Toma mi mano.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back. Did you guys enjoy that song? You already know I don't know what's playing, but I know it's gonna be good because of what you guys tell me. All right, so today I'm sitting with Silvia Sala Sanchez. She's the host of Mas Masa, and I believe she's the co-host of Abuelita's Kitchen. Am I wrong? Am I correct?
You're correct.
All right, cool. So first of all, I like to start every interview by asking how your day is so far.
So far, it's going great. Just chilling here on this beautiful morning in the Inland Empire.
So right now we were just talking, and you got like my attention a little bit before we get into like Mas Masa. Like I want to know, like you were mentioning that you're gonna go to school, back to school, or you're gonna go to school once your children leave the nest. You mentioned your doctorate, so what do you want to get your doctorate in? Because I don't know, like, you have your master's in something, right?
Right.
So what do you have, where are you gonna get your doctorate on?
You know, I thought I knew what I was gonna do a couple of years ago, but just with the way things are going in our country, I think I have to rethink what I want to do, because I really thought I would go back into the education system because I was a teacher before I was doing this.
Okay.
And so now I am looking more into the communication aspect, the media, and things like that, because that's what I'm involved in now.
So, okay, so now let's go back to where we came from.
Man, right? You started off so serious here.
I know. So tell me about Mas Masa. Like, how did you, first of all, the name, like, why Mas Masa? Is it because of, like, the more, like, masa you need, or the more dough you need for tamales or tortillas? Or, like, where, how did you come up with Mas Masa?
It's funny because you're the first person who has ever asked me that question. And well, I mean, as you know, my main channel is Abuela's Kitchen. So it's all about cooking traditional Mexican food and just sharing my culture and family values and things like that. And like, nobody really knew anything about me because I was just the co-host. Not just the co-host. I mean, I do everything for the show, but the star, we all know, is my grandmother, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So she's like the star. And so nobody knew anything about me. And then every once in a while, they'd be like, oh, you need to get out of there. Let your grandma do the work or whatever. And I was like, you know what? I'm getting negative comments because they don't know anything about me.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to just start this new thing. Call it Mas Masa because it still has to do. It's kind of like a spinoff, you know? So it's Mas, more, so there's more to me, you know, and I want to keep it in that like food realm because I do have my own cooking style and stuff like that, so I wanted to make sure that I kept that in there. And you know, when you have like a fiesta, you know, Navidad or something like that, like, you know, you do make the tamales, and you know, as Latinos, we have a large family, right? So you know, if the tia and the tio and the is coming and they're bringing their dog and then their boyfriends and girlfriends and everything, you're like, your grandma or your mom always says, hey, trae mas masa, like, bam, here I am, you know. So it was kind of like a play on words and just keeping it connected to Abuela's Kitchen somehow. And just that I have more to share than cooking.
Because I noticed, like, you do your like little cooking segments on your own, but you also have your like own, like, tell your you're going to like different countries and you're doing like vlogs and you're over here like, we're gonna get into a little later, but Latina fine, so so I like that too, like, screw those haters, like, you can curse, by the way, you can curse if you want to.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
Just, I mean, I'm not gonna curse until you start cursing, you know, because like, I mean, my guest always has the first word, I guess, or the first curse word, and then that's how I know if it's cool to curse or not.
Hey, you do your thing.
Tell us a little bit of, like, what you do at Mas Masa, because you already, I mean, kind of went through it, but, like, I want people to hear from your words, you know, your words.
So, Mas Masa actually entails a lot of things. Like I told you, Mas, there's more to me than cooking. I mean, I do all the editing and everything that you see on both of my channels. I do that. And I feel like being in the education system, being a mother, being a Latina, being in the workforce, then working at home, I feel like I have something to offer. And so because of that, I felt like, why not share everything that I'm passionate about and that I kind of have, you know, a clue of what I'm doing in certain areas? Why not share that with anyone who has an ear to listen?
Yeah. So cooking, like, how did you get into cooking? How long have you been cooking? I mean, I'm guessing since you were a child, but like, when did you find that passion? Like, because my girlfriend makes me cook, but it's not my passion, you know?
Right.
Like, when did you find out, like, you know, like, I like this. I like what I'm doing. I know I could cook. Like, when did you decide to make, like, basically have a channel for it, like, dedicate yourself to it?
Well, first of all, I love food, so I'm a foodie by nature. Just since day one, they used to call me La Aspiradora, which is vacuum cleaner, because I used to eat everything in sight, even if it was on the ground when I was a baby, a toddler, crawling or whatever. So food has always been part of my life. But the funny thing about that is that I wasn't serious about the output of that, like the actual physical cooking. I love to eat. I love food. I love tacos, number one. But aside from that, the cooking didn't come actually till after I started getting serious about Abuela's Kitchen. In high school, I took a cooking class. I liked it. And I was like, cool, that's cool. I loved baking because that's what my mom used to do for a while. So I loved being in, you know, doing the whole baking thing. Once I started college, I put all the cooking aside. Like, you know, when you start going to school, there's a lot of things you put on the back burner. Yeah. And you just go full force in what you're doing. And in that case, it was my education. So I went right out of high school, got my bachelor's, my master's right after that. Like, no break. It was just like, bam, bam. So cooking was not part of what I would do. I mean, you just go and you grab something because you need to study or whatever. Mm-hmm. So not until I started my channel, Abuela's Kitchen, did I start picking up, like, you know, what you would call, I guess, el sazón, you know, the ability to, like, get different ingredients and come up with some type of, you know, item, food item, you know. So yeah, that's when I started getting serious about cooking.
So do you mostly focus on Hispanic cooking or Mexican cooking, or whatever I want to cook? I mean, obviously it's whatever you want to cook, but a lot, what I was seeing, like, or the videos that I saw was like, I think the like lengua. Oh, that was with your grandma.
That
right?
Was my grandma. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, then, yeah, I was going like through both of them. So, like, so much food got me hungry, so I had to leave. You know.
I get it.
So, like, what kind of cooking do you focus on the most?
Well, my abuela, that obviously traditional Mexican cooking. With my channel on Mas Masa, I like the fusions. Okay. I love taking my culture and mixing it with another culture. Like, I have so many things in mind that I want to do. I just need to have the time to, like, focus more on getting that stuff out. But, like, I love adding my Latin twist to certain dishes and just seeing what I get out of it or what I can come up with that is appealing to the palate.
Yeah, because I saw the I think you went to Egypt and you did like shawarma with like al pastor, right?
Something
like
that. Oh my gosh, it tastes almost just like it, you know. And it's amazing how if you really look at the culture, you can find so many similarities in our cooking, our traditions, and things like that. It's just about really being open to, like, let those cultures into who you are. And I'm not saying change who you are, but it's experiencing different cultures to see what they have to offer and how much in common you actually have. Mm-hmm. And when, you know, I tasted that, I looked like a burrito, right? And you know, you take a bite and you're like, am I in Mexico right now? You know, but it has that other, you know, flavor in it that is original to the Egyptian culture.
Yeah.
And it's just an explosion in your mouth and it's amazing.
So, like, I can't believe I missed, like, so many cues. You kept telling me about, like, school, you went to school. So tell me about what were you studying, like, I'm sorry, like, this is just the type of person I am. Like, I go from topic to topic to topic.
Hey, I'm like,
so
that too.
Let's backtrack a little bit. Like, so when you were going to school, like, what were you going to school for?
I have my bachelor's in communication, communications, and then I have my master's in education.
And then, what subjects, or, like, is it, like, for elementary, middle school, or, like, a specific subject?
Yeah, it was elementary school.
All right. So why did you leave?
I left the working, you know, class or whatever, because I had children.
Okay.
So I was like, you know, it took me like 6 years to actually have a child from when I was married. So I was like, I think, and it wasn't because of choice. It was, you know, more of medical reasons why it wasn't happening. And so at that time when I actually was able to carry my first child, I was like, you know, I'm just going to stay home. I need to give them everything that I have to offer to raise good, productive citizens of our society. You know what I mean? So, you know, some people might say you wasted your education, but I feel like I've invested and placed that into somebody. Yeah. You know, I have two children. So, you know, two people who I'm raising up to be hopefully somebody who can do something in this world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's important. Like, being a mother, stay-at-home mother is important. Like,
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, that's where, like, you pretty much where you set them, like, you got to give them a good, like,
foundation,
for them to, once they go to school, to be able to catch that, retain all that info, right?
Yeah.
Man, I don't know. Like, the people that are said that it's a waste of time, don't even listen to them. Don't listen to them.
Yeah, I didn't, and that's why, you know, I'm still here.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But that's good. I mean, I hope you go to school even, like, I hope, I mean, you do go to, end up going to school. Like you said, you are, but I don't know, like, down the line, you might change your mind again. So you better go. All right, we're going to hold you to it.
Oh, please don't hold me to it.
No, we're going to hold you to it. We're going to play this, I'm a, like, what, three, what, how old are, like, you're.
My oldest is going to be a senior next year.
So are you going to wait till the youngest one goes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And how long would that be?
Probably another 3 to 4 years.
All right, so I'm hoping, like, I'm planning to be here around for 3 or 4 more years. So I'll make sure I'm gonna like rip that little soundbite. I'm gonna send it to you.
Okay.
All right. That's going to happen, guys.
Oh my goodness.
All right. So I saw that with all your cooking channel stuff and everything that you've been doing, like you were featured on Univision, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
How was that? I mean, that's amazing. Like, being national TV or
what? Yeah, it was, you know, I was working with a brand and they had this opportunity and they're like, hey, how do you feel about coming out on TV? You know, and I was like, you know, we all have fears. And in my mind, I was like, oh, heck no, I can't do that. I can't get in front of a TV, you know, and camera like that. And they're like, you are in front of a camera. I was like, but nobody's here. Just me, my grandma, my mother, an occasional guest or whatever. But, you know, it's not out like that. And you know, I've been, you know, just working on my fears, and I was like, I just have to do it, you know, that's the only way I'm gonna get over certain things that I have from the past or whatever, and I have to just step out and do it. So I was like, screw it, I'm doing it. And I went for it.
That's great. I mean, because I saw your video, like, leading up to there, like, you were doing, like, little vlogs, and you seemed kind of stressed out.
Well, you know, I mean, because I had to actually cook a dish, and I had to speak about the dish, speak about the brand. And so if you forget a few things, then, you know, you're not doing your part of the deal. I mean, it was pretty stressful to cook and to memorize lines and to execute. So, yeah, it was stressful.
They didn't give you, like, space on that prompter?
The space on the prompter was for the actual host.
Okay.
So they're the ones who got, like, the reading. I just had to, like, just go for it.
So, like, maybe you could give us a behind the scenes. Okay. So how does that work? Like, do you have to make two dishes, one there, one pre-made?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I mean, you know, I always do this. Why don't you tell me what happens?
Well, I actually pre-cooked the meal the night before, so I was up all night cooking the dish so that when I got there, it was already ready to just start rolling. And so we acted like it was just cooked and, you know, things like that. And then we had the meat that was packaged on the side. And so this turns into this type thing. And so, I mean, there's a lot of little things that, you know, like, even when I do here when I'm cooking, some of the things, like things that are long, I just pre-cook the day before and then have everything ready for you guys to see, like, how easy it is.
Yeah. So how did you get into YouTube? Like, what made you want to go into YouTube? Because you started with your grandma. So was she giving you a hard time at first? Because I believe like people like the older generation, they're like more like, they don't really want to get into technology.
Right.
So, like, how does she feel about Abuela's Kitchen? Like, now, not then. Not now, then. And then we could get into now, afterwards.
Then? Okay, yeah, so at first, like, the first video that we made, if you see it, it's really, really bad. It's really, really rinky-dink. And actually, that video, as bad as it is what actually put us on the map. Mm-hmm. And I think all things start like that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, it was just my grandma. I was at her house. She was making tortillas. And I was like, dang, I really want to know how to make those tortillas like that. I can't. And so I was like, can I record you? And she's like, no, me vas a... quítate de aquí, blah, blah, blah. You know, the traditional abuelita... Yeah. Story. And I was like, please, I was like begging her. I was like, come on, don't you want me to learn how to make these? She's all, just look. And I was like, I don't, you know, because, you know, abuelitas are like, a pinch of this, just throw that in there. And I was like, what's a pinch? Is it like two fingers, you know, her pinch? Like, if she says add some salt, you know, pinch of salt, it's a whole dang scoop of salt, you know. So I'm like, that means nothing to me. So she finally agreed. I came home quickly, grabbed my camera, headed back to her house, and I was like, all right, go. I'm just going to record you. And she was like, okay. So I kind of did it like a show type thing, not thinking I'm going to put this on YouTube. It was just how I did things. I've always loved radio, TV. So, you know, since I was a kid, I would make my own novelas, you know.
And, oh, wow. That's cool.
And so, and it was just all like this, you know. It was back then a tape recorder. So I'd hit my tape recorder and record it, you know. So I've always been into making my own sound effects, stuff like that. And at that point, I was like, I'm just going to act like it's a show. And I was like, here, you know, we're over here, blah, 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 blah. So I just went through the motion, recorded it. You know, it was a dark room, dark kitchen, and my brother was there. He grabbed a flashlight and was like spotlighting us everywhere, and you could see like the spotlight, and it's like a really horrible video, but it was very raw and real. And you know, that's just how it started. And she didn't like it, but now she loves it.
Yeah. So like how did you convince her to do another episode, a second episode? Because, and when did you decide like to put it onto YouTube?
Well, I actually put it on Facebook for my friends to see it, just something random. And they were like, your abuela's funny. You guys make a good team. You should keep doing this. And I was like, you know what? I should keep doing this. So we just kept going. Yeah. But it wasn't easy to get her to continue to record. I think our second video, it took me 6 months to like convince her to do it again. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then, like, did you have to show her the growth or, like,
the actual, I showed her the growth.
Yeah, all money. Yeah. So yeah. You were making money off of, the first video? Like, off of sponsors? Or?
No. I mean, sponsors come later, I think. But I just started encouraging her. Like, the money aspect came later on, you know, but which was obvious encouragement.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But initially, it was more of what the people's reaction was. So I would show them, like, look what they're saying about you. Look, the people love you. You know, you remind them of their grandmas. Like, we got some very emotional, like, messages, you know, just about, oh, I lost my grandma last year, but you're seeing your grandma again, you know, gives me life, or something along those lines. And she saw how people were responding to her just being in front of the camera, and you know, we all love attention, so the attention just allowed her to open up a little more, because she was really shy, really reserved, and you know, it just got her out of her shell, you know. And my grandpa died a few years back from when we started, and you know, she was in a big depression and stuff like that. So I feel like this whole new thing gave her an opportunity to start over, and to, I mean, in certain terms, to start over, you know, and to like really feel like she's needed, and to it just gave her a platform to feel regenerated and to have this life that, you know, she didn't have before.
Yeah, that's great. So how, like, do people like bother, like, does she tell you like stories of like, oh, somebody recognized me like at the store
all
or
the time? Yeah. She, like, my Sundays are her shopping days. So my aunt takes her shopping. They go to the 99-cent store, they go to Walmart, they go to Stater Brothers. They have their rounds already, like exact store locations that they go to. Every Sunday, I get at least one picture, and she's, you know, she tells my aunt, send her that picture so she can put it up, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I'll put it up, you know? So everywhere she goes now, she's recognized.
Oh,
so
cool.
She has no privacy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and she loves it. She loves that people come up to her and say hi, take pictures with her. She's like, you know, you wouldn't know it. If you don't know who she is, like, she's just some abuelita walking around Walmart. Uh-huh. But if you know who she is, like, you'll stop and you'll need, you know, you'll want to talk to her.
That's awesome.
She's a character, though.
That's great.
She's a character.
Yeah, I saw a couple of the videos and she's pretty funny. I'm not going to lie. She's pretty funny.
She's comedy.
So, like, going back now to your channel.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, tell us about the I mentioned Latina Spines, but I know you have other segments on your channel. So, can you tell us a little bit about them?
Yeah, so I mean, aside from the obvious cooking, I do Latina Finds, which is I go out and search for vendors or just people in the Latino community who have something to share. And so I like to get a hold of that, in layman's terms, and just share with the population, you know, that I have all these amazing things that are out there that we're not taking advantage of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So did you do it like to help promote the items, or is it just like you just wanted more stuff on your channel?
No. It was, I wanted more stuff for me because yeah. I mean, if I share something, I genuinely like it. Yeah, I'm not going to share something I don't really like, because then it wouldn't be who I set out to be.
Yeah.
You know, so if it comes out on my channel or on my Instagram feed or something, it's because I genuinely believe in what they're doing and believe in, and I love what they have to offer. When I started the channels, I remember reaching out and asking other YouTubers like, hey, how did you do this? Or how do you do that? Or how do you start getting paid? And nobody would answer me back. Yeah. No one. And I was like, well, I'm in this alone. I'm gonna have to do my own research, which I already was. But sometimes there's certain things you can't get through.
Yeah.
And you want, you know, like, for example, getting paid. How do you get paid? You know, and people weren't telling you, you know, or you were getting underpaid because they weren't telling you how much you should be getting paid. Yeah, so because of that, I felt like I wanted to help. I wanted to help my community. I've always been about helping my community, even since I was, you know, a teen. So I always liked helping my people, you know. So I thought it was a perfect way to do what I love to do naturally and just put it out there. So yeah, I just wanted people to know the brand and the person behind the brand.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
we all have a story, and I yeah. wanted people to know their story.
Yeah, and like every voice is different, you know, like we all have our own story to tell.
Right.
So that's what's gonna bring people in, you know, like our personalities. And like I mentioned earlier, like if you're willing to help somebody, they're more likely to help you later on, you know, when you need help. So
exactly.
Not as in like do a favor for me type of deal, but as like if this person helped me, they're gonna hold you to like a certain, like, I don't know the word, whatever, don't matter. I'll come up with it later, I guess. So tell me what your fondest memory of like a cooking, like maybe a segment or like just a personal memory of yours.
Actually, there was a recent video that I just actually published on Abuela's Kitchen this past week, which is when we were gathered outside, just kind of retelling a story of when my grandma was young and a recipe. So I felt like that one was very important and significant, because I got to hear the old stories. I got to feel what it's like to just sit with your ancianos from your family and just really absorb everything they have to offer. Sometimes we disregard like our abuelos, and you know, we lose so many things are left behind when they're gone. And I just feel like it was kind of like a remembrance and just a reminder to really sit down and listen to what they have to share. You can learn one thing from them that could be like life-changing, you know? So yeah. that was a pretty significant video that I actually did. But one of the fondest memories that I have of not me actually cooking, but I remember when I would go to Mexico and I actually got to see my great-grandmother, and she was cooking in a little like barbecue thing, and it was outdoors. And
is that the nopal one?
No, that was the one that we just did. But this was when I was a little kid. I couldn't, you know, I was just, I don't know, I would say like 5 years old. But I remember like just being outside and just the stars and the moon lighting up the area, and it was old Mexico, you know, and adobe walls and stuff like that. And it was just family talking, people I didn't normally get to see and stuff like that. So that's why I love cooking. That's why I love bringing my family back into the kitchen, because you create memories and things that, you know, other things can't create.
So how do you make it fun? Like how do you like keep it fun for yourself? Because I mean, my opinion is that if you keep doing something over and over and over, like it gets to be repetitive and it loses its fun, you know? So how do you make it, like, how do you keep it fun for yourself?
I keep it fun because I'm fun. No, seriously though, you know, I want to get serious about this question, but it's honestly completely up to us as individuals. If we truly love what we're doing, even though there's that work aspect about it, you'll always have that one area where it's fun. I love hanging out with my grandma. I love hanging out with my grandma and my mom. Mm-hmm. I love just being, you know, in the kitchen and just laughing and remembering things and just hearing my grandma. She's a character, and you know, that's just fun alone. So I think that you can create that fun aspect. Like I said, if you genuinely love what you're doing, even though it's hard work at times, because trust me, it can be.
Yeah.
You will always find something that keeps you going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's, I mean, I agree with you on that. Like, I try to do that with myself with my recording stuff. Like, man, like, sometimes it gets repetitive, or like, the thing I hate doing is editing.
Oh yeah, that's my thing. Aside from editing, I mean, editing, I have it packed. I have it down. Yeah. So it's the translating. When I have to translate everything, goodness, that's arduous. And when I'm there, I'm like, when am I done? You know, but in the end, the final product, I see it and I'm like, yeah.
I mean, I forgot about that. Like, you also, like, you translate what you're saying to Spanish, like, mm-hmm. there's subtitles. Then I forgot about it completely. Like, I'm thinking of doing it, like translating this for, like, in Braille, because I do have some listeners that they're mute. And so, like, she told me, like, well, I wish I could hear your podcast, but, like, she follows me on Instagram, but, you know, like, I only get the vibrations off of things, like, off of music. So, I'm like, man, like, you know what? I told her, like, if you could help me, like, find a place where I could translate this into Braille, like, I'll be more than willing to do it, you know? Like, I don't care if I have to pay, but, like, I forgot, like, I didn't forget that there was a, like, a whole other, like world of people with disabilities, but,
yeah,
like, I was, you know, I want to be able to, like, share, like, because I want to share the stories of the people I have on. You know, yeah. I feel everybody should hear it.
Right.
Like, and if you can't hear it, well, at least feel it. Feel the, like, whatever's going on, you know?
Yeah.
So, and I put music on the background of the interviews, mm-hmm. to kind of, like, if you can't understand what we're saying, at least, like, you could buy
it. At least enjoy the music.
Yeah, enjoy the music, you know?
What is she talking about? Yeah. Oh, forget it. Just listen.
I don't know what they're saying, but, man, this music is good, you know? Good. So, like, are you, like, you have children, and you were mentioning, like, you pretty much, you stopped going to school, you didn't continue what you were doing because you had children and you wanted to stay home. Mm-hmm. So are you think they're gonna get their own YouTube channel, where, like, they are they're gonna, you're gonna pass down the torch to them?
You know how, what, as a parent, like, say for example, I'm a teacher. You know your children aren't gonna do what you did.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're like, I don't want to be a teacher, I want to be this. So as of now, and I've talked to them, because you know, you have the knowledge, you're like, hey, you know, why don't you, you're good at this, why don't you put this on YouTube or something like that. They're not interested.
Okay.
They're interested in watching people, you know. My son's very techie. He when I have questions about trends and things that are going on in the YouTube world, I hit him up. I'm like, what do you think about this? Mm-hmm. He's like, that's so lame, mom. You know, and I'm like, oh man, I gotta go back and change it, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, he's very good at pushing out things and what's good for the population, visually, I guess. Mm-hmm. And just what items to get or what technology's coming up, and, you know, in this whole social media realm. And but he is not into being in front of the camera and doing anything like that.
Dang.
Yeah,
so you're gonna have a whole production team then,
you know? That's what I'm hoping. I mean, I have, you know, my daughter, she's amazing in so many things, my son is as well. So I think, you know, who knows, maybe that's where the future holds. Yeah. Maybe we'll have a whole production company, who knows, you know?
I mean, that'd be awesome. Imagine,
that'd be,
like,
great.
Like, your son takes care of the whole media production, and then your daughter,
awesome,
like, tell her, you know what, get into fashion, and then, like,
and I just show up.
Yeah,
here I am.
Yeah, dress me however you want. Just make that, make, help me get a shirt or a blouse that's gonna make this chilaquiles pop out, you know?
You know, it's funny you say that, because that's what I do with my grandma. My grandma just shows up, you know. People are like, you putting her work, you're making her work. Reality is that I make it look like she's working, but I'm doing everything. Like, if she looks like she's cutting the onion, she'll start it off, and I'm like, pause on the camera, and I'm like, you know, chopping everything up. And so I make it look like she's doing everything, but, you know, she's not. So she just shows up like the queen of the house and just stands there. I'm like, wait, just stand there, smile for me. That's all you got to do. You know, so that would be awesome if somebody did that for me.
I mean, like, she's over here. It's like, you're standing on my star. I mean, you're standing on my spotlight. Move over a little
bit. Get out of here.
That's the angle of the camera. You know, it doesn't suit me that well. You got to, you know, push it back a little bit. You know, the angles. It's all about the angles.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope so. I mean, try to convince your daughter over here. Like, well, my son's, I mean, he's into this. But why don't you get into this? I need somebody to cover this area of my production company.
Oh, man. I wish I could, but they have their own mind, you know. They already know what they want to do. My son wants to move and go work at Google. My daughter wants to be an optometrist. Okay. And, you know, if they have big dreams, I'm going to help them, you know. So
that's good. I mean,
but if they want to stay here, I'm here with open arms, too, you know.
I mean, that's good. I mean, I'm glad that they already know kind of what they want
to
do.
Yeah, it's so strange to me because when I was their age, I was like, you know,
I still don't know what I want to do.
Still don't know where I'm going.
Yeah, like, I want to do this, and now, like, I don't know. Do I really have a future? Maybe I should be in the background. Like, maybe I don't have the voice for it, but this is the voice I have, so I'm going to do the best I can with it, you know? So, like, what about your family? Like, do you have sisters, brothers? Like, what did they think about you, putting your grandma to work, you know, like, quote unquote?
You know what? I have an amazing support system. I'm talking immediate family. My brother, he's like gung-ho for anything that I do. He never like puts any limitations on me in regards to what I do. He will just, you know, just throw some questions at me just so I think through them. But aside from like deferring me or like detouring me or anything like that, like he doesn't do any of that. Mm-hmm. My dad, the bigger the better. My mom, she just knows that I have integrity. And so what I'm doing or what anything that I can do, she knows that I'm grounded enough to not steer anybody wrong. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll steer myself wrong and make wrong decisions, but it's a process learning. It's a process of learning, and you know, but it won't be anything that will alter anybody's life like in a negative way. I don't know. I mean
if you could give your grandma something like to do and then she's happy doing, like, to spend her time, so why not, you know?
Yeah, so like I said, they just have been amazing, and I couldn't ask for anything better.
Yeah, so like, what was the goal with the channel at first? Because you talked about a little bit, or the whole cooking segment, you talked about like you wanted people to see your grandma and think about their grandma, you know, the memories that they had with them. So like, once you start the channel, was it more about helping people like learning how to cook, or was it just, man, like, listen, like, hear my grandma, let us entertain you? Like, it was it entertainment or a learning? Like, man, I'm bumping over into the mic all over.
Calm down.
Yeah. I'm very, like, I move a lot and I'm very expressive.
You're very
in my
passionate.
Hands, you know? So, like, what was the whole, like, idea, like, or the goal for the channel?
Initially, I wanted everybody to see my grandma. I wanted everybody to see how amazing she was. I just have always admired my grandma for, you know, different reasons. And so I thought she was the most humble person, the most, like, giving person, funny to top it off. And I just wanted everybody to know her. I wanted, you know, my whole family's like that. And I wanted people to see and know my family for I don't really know, couldn't answer why. Mm-hmm. I just felt like everybody needed to know her. And so the cooking part of it was the how-to, you know, I wanted people to learn these authentic recipes that are being lost. Mm-hmm. As each generation passes, like first generation, we begin to lose a little bit of the cooking style. Second generation, we lose the language. Third generation, you're just a blend of your own. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of people who would love to know what it was like to be, a Mexicano, what it was like. Some people didn't grow up learning the Mexican slang, you know, from the streets of Mexico, what it's like to have an abuelita who is comedy as can be in Spanish. So I wanted people to see what that was like. You know, and of course the food, I wanted them to attain the traditional ways of cooking just if somebody was wanting it. And then it evolved even bigger than that. It evolved to me wanting to share with everybody the what it's like to have that family unit, because as we know, you know, our communities are, the family unit is being lost, and for so many reasons, you know, and I'm not gonna like say anything negative about it, but I feel like when we have a family of something to ground us, we can do so much more in our community outside of our home. So because my grandma and my grandfather were grounded, you know, my mom's grounded, I feel like I'm staying grounded. I hope to pass that to my children, just because we continue to come back home. We all need a place to come back home to, especially when our heads start blowing up, right? Yeah, with fame or whatever. Yeah. Like, we know we can always come back to our family and they'll reel us back in and tell us, hey, knock it off. Or, hey, your head's getting too big. Or, know, something along those lines. And we'll respect that because we've been part of each other's lives for such a long time.
Wow. You're right. Sometimes our heads do get too big for ourselves. Like, I get recognized on Target and like, makes me feel so good. So I know.
We all need that, you know. But it's always good to come back and get reeled back in.
Yeah. Have my friends tell me, you ain't nothing, Angel. I can do what you do and I can do it better. So, hey, then do it.
Then
I
do it.
I do it then. See how hard it really is.
Yeah, you know? Definitely.
So, like, how do you know what you're going to cook? Like, for what show? Like, do you tell your grandma, you guys like, oh, how about we do this and that? Or is it just where she's going to cook that day and it just like, let's film it?
Well, it's my mom, my grandma and myself. We get together once a month. And before it was on the fly, like my grandma's like, I want to make enchiladas. So we're like, make enchiladas. But now because it has gotten a little more serious, we kind of sit down and we plan our month. So we say, okay, what are the dishes that you have? Recipes that you have that we can, you know, say December's coming, what can you do for Christmas or New Year's Eve? So now we think about what we can do in the future to come. We plan it out and we know week by week what we're gonna cook. So we try and keep it as traditional as we can to her state, which is Michoacan, but I mean, she didn't always live in Michoacan, so she has that border style as well. She lived in Tijuana, so she has a lot of border recipes. And then my mom brings in her recipes, and my mom is an amazing cook, and she can gather a bunch of leftover ingredients and whoop something up and you'll feel like you went to a gourmet restaurant. So we have that aspect of it. For my Mas Masa channel, that's kind of like we were talking about early on, just a mesh of things with that Latin twist.
So have you ever had like one day you're about to record and everything's going well and then you just realize, oh man, we forgot an ingredient?
All the time. Yeah. All the time. Because it's different with every recipe. Like some, if my grandma knows the recipe by like to the core, she's like, I'm gonna get everything. So she goes to the market on Sunday nights and she gathers all the ingredients up. When she gathers the ingredients up, there's some ingredients when she gets here that are missing. And so she's like, se me olvidó esto. And I'm like, you want me to go to the store? You know, I've been setting up lights and cameras, sound and the setup in the kitchen. And then she's like, se me olvidó. And I'm like, okay, I'll be right back, guys. I jump in the car, go to my stater. Sometimes, hopefully, it's nothing like too Mexicano that I can't find in my local staters. But yeah, all the time. All the time I'm like sweating, dripping in sweat. By the time you see me get up on the, you know, in front of the camera, my makeup's all off, my hair's flat. So there's a lot of running around.
So does it happen while you're like, you already started cooking, or does it beforehand?
Beforehand. Oh, okay. Beforehand.
Has it ever happened while you're recording?
I can't remember if it's ever happened. Probably not.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
I mean, but you could always make it like a part of the video, like you know, like a little story. Like maybe you record it in between yourself, like this is what I have to go through, blah, 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 you know.
I do that on my Snapchat or on Instagram. So I'll be like, oh guys, she forgot this, I'll be right back. Uh-huh. Yeah, so
yeah, I don't know, I'm sorry. Like, I know I took you out the thinking and stuff, but you know, that just sparked my curiosity.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. So, I saw you wearing like a jacket. I think it was like a denim jacket. It said "Con todo corazón," right?
Oh yeah,
todo corazón. Mm-hmm. Oh, like what? Like is that your line?
Yeah. Well, under Mas Masa, my brand is Mas Masa, my personal brand. So I do have certain, you know, clothing, tops, shirts, and that I have created based on things that I feel connected to. Uh-huh. For example, the Con Todo El Corazón, like that was the beginning of my beginning of the year motto for 2018, that I was going to go all in, and everything that I was going to do was going to be with all my heart. Mm-hmm. So it just kind of became like, you know, my theme. And I was like, I'm going to share this with everyone because maybe somebody needs encouragement to just give it their all. Maybe somebody's at the verge of quitting and they're about to, you know, do something amazing for our community and they're discouraged. And I'm like, no, go for it. Go with all of your heart. Do it.
I feel that that's even a reminder to yourself sometimes.
Oh, like, yeah. It's like it's every shirt that I've created for, except for a guy shirt that I just came out with yesterday. Uh-huh. But all the shirts are like self-reminders. Like those are the things that I need.
Yeah, yeah.
A daily reminder for me. So if I need those, I'm sure there's somebody out there who probably needs the same encouragement.
Yeah. So the other one that kind of stood out to me was Soy Un Diamante. Like, tell me the story behind it, because I read what you wrote, but I want people to hear it from you.
Well, the Soy Un Diamante, I mean, we all know that a diamond is created from rocks pushing against each other, mm-hmm. right? And so there's these ugly rocks, coal. When you look at coal, it's like dirty. You don't want to really grab it and touch it. But with the friction, the pressure of those rocks and those, you know, not chemicals. I can't remember the word, but just
like
the
pressure.
Yeah, just the pressure of all those things. Like, I feel like those are the pressures of life for us. When we're pressured with all these outside sources or things, we feel maybe we pull back and we don't do those things that we set out to do. But like, just like that rock with all that pressure, there's this beautiful thing that comes out, and it's the diamond, something that shines and radiates and it stands out from above the rest. And I feel like that happens to us as well, like all these pressures of life. But if we can just hold on, even through those pressures, we're gonna come out just like that diamond, you know, radiant and special and with so much beauty and just shine for the population to see and maybe even get something from it.
Yeah. I wonder if anybody has ever found a diamond in the bag of coal you get at the grocery store. Imagine.
Well, that one's processed already, but that would be really cool.
Imagine that'd be a cool way to propose it to somebody.
Here, make me a barbecue in the middle.
But I can't open up the bag. Open it up for me. And then you just see the diamond. So there you go. Another idea, guys. Another idea for you too. Like another way to propose to your loved one.
There you go.
I saw you went to the desert, right?
Yeah.
So tell me about what's going on on that series.
Well, everything that I do, I feel like I want there to be a purpose. Like, I don't just want to randomly throw things out there. I feel like every this is just for me, okay? Because I'm not saying this should be the same for you, but for me, I feel like everything has to have a purpose. I'm not gonna just throw up a picture on Instagram because I want you to see how cute I am. Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm not helps. That cute because you guys can't see me, but but you know, or I don't want you to see. Think, you know, I'm not putting it out there just to show my body. Mm-hmm. You know, let's just say it that way. There's a purpose behind what I do, everything that I do, whether it's a picture, whether it's a video, whether it's a podcast show. Like, I feel like there has to be a purpose behind everything that I do. And so those videos, those they're inspirational, you know. And just like we go through things, and if I'm going through something and I feel like I've kind of come out of it, and I have a message, I always feel like I have a message to share, whether, you know, it's just for the aunt that's walking by me or something. Like, I feel like I have something to share, so I'm going to share it. And that's what those videos have been about. It's just me sharing my heart with everybody and hoping that it will encourage somebody.
Yeah, yeah. And I like how you kind of like narrate behind it. Like, I like that. I really do. It was like, oh, that's cool.
Thank you.
It's like I wish I had the, like, I don't know. I want to get into YouTube too, but I don't know. It's too much work.
Well, yeah, my Masa has taken a back burner because, you know, it's hard to manage two YouTube channels.
I can only imagine.
It's hard.
Yeah. So I saw another video that I saw was when you were like the whole trip that you took to Michoacan.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So like your grandma's from Michoacan, right?
Right.
So like, tell me what Michoacan means to you. Like, I know that's like pretty much the roots of your whole, like, the family, you know?
Yeah.
So tell me like what that trip meant, and like just Michoacan itself. Like, what does it mean to you?
Michoacan means to me grounding. It's, you know, I mean, my dad's from Nayarit. He grew up in Mexico, in San Luis. But, you know, as girls, we kind of like are drawn to our mother's side of the family. I don't know if that's just me. I don't know. But, you know, we're more open to our mom's side of the family. And for me, like, we would take trips to Michoacan since I was a kid. You know, we would drive, fly. I remember since I was a little child, always going back and visiting relatives. My great grandmother used to live there, so I would visit her and see all my aunts, great aunts, and great uncles. And you know, it's always been part of my life. When I first got married, the first trip, I was like, "You're going to Michoacan. Mm-hmm. You're going to Purépero, Michoacan, because you need to see my husband's third generation." So he had never been to Mexico outside of TJ, and we know TJ.
Yeah,
it's not really, you know, it's not really like the heart of Mexico, but I love TJ. Yeah. You know, I mean, my grandma used to live there as well, so I know TJ the back of my hand. But I wanted him to see like the greenery and there's more to Mexico than comida chatarra.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So although it's a really big, delicious part of it.
No, yeah, I think you get the like, what's it called when you merge them together?
Yeah,
you
the fusion.
Like, yeah, it's a fusion, like, because you have Americans coming over and then.
Oh yeah, I love it. I love the atmosphere of Tijuana. I love everything about it. Like I said, I used to visit there weekly. Uh-huh. I used to drive there weekly. Michoacan has always been a big part of my family. I wanted to make sure my children got the same feel for it. So I did take them a few times. We haven't gone for a few years. Mm-hmm. I think it's time to take another trip out there. Mm-hmm. Although I hardly have anybody left out there. Okay. You know, the house is still there, but it's run down. I have some acquaintances, but it's not the same. You know, yeah. I mean, when you have your family there, it's a different feel.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, you want to go catch up. You want to see what they're up to.
Yeah.
You know, like, social media could only get you so far. Like,
right.
Sometimes
you
just
need the experience.
Yeah, you need to live with them.
Right. And the last time I took my children, they were early teens.
Okay.
And they were like in love. they were in love with the freedom because, you know, there's like more freedom. You can go walk to the store. Yeah. Here, I'm like, you're not going to walk to the store.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to go on my bike. You ain't going nowhere. You sit your butt down. I'll drive you over there. And over there, they're like, I'm going to the store. And be like, okay, hurry. Yeah, so yeah. They'd go, you walk. It's there's that freedom, you know, to they, you know, over there, you can get on a moped, a scooter, yeah. And just drive around town. Man, they were loving it, you know, and just taking them up to the hills and all that stuff. And I just wanted that to be part of them because, you know, it's been part of me. It's been part of a lot of generations that have been residing in that particular area.
Yeah. And something else that I noticed is you travel a lot. Like, you love to travel.
Oh, it's my passion.
So is that like through like you just take advantage? Like, because I saw you film it, like you do your vlogs.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw you film it. Is it just you go on vacation there and then you just decide to film it? Or do you go there like... That's the purpose of it, like to film, like what you're doing.
My purpose when I travel is never to film. I just see something and I feel like everybody should see it, you know. I've always been like that. Like, I want to share everything with everyone. Uh-huh. And so when I go on a trip, I don't like set out to document. But I always have my camera. I've always had my camera since I was a kid. So I'm always documenting everything. But, you know, now it's become something else. Yeah. So if I feel it, there's a lot of things that don't make it on camera when I'm traveling because those are my things. It's like, have you ever seen the movie? Never mind. Forget it. I can't remember. I can't remember it. Anyways, he travels and there's this one thing that he wanted to take a picture of, you know, and was going to make him super famous, but it's rare. And he sees it finally at the end of this whole movie. He sees it and he decides not to take a picture because it was such a special moment for him to live.
Yeah, yeah.
And so a lot of things don't make it on there. But, you know, there's a lot of things that I want you to see.
Well, I mean, sometimes you need that, like, to, like, some stuff just to be left for yourself.
Right.
You know, like, let other people, like, because it's not the same looking at it and actually experiencing
right.
it. So just let people experience it, you know. Maybe they have the same feeling that you felt, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
So out of all the trips that you've taken, which one has been, like, the place that has the best food?
The best food?
Yeah, best food.
Mexico. Yeah.
But like specific, like Michoacan, or has it been other states?
You know, I have to be biased.
Why?
Because, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
True. You know, yeah. Michoacan just has that place in my heart. Michoacan. I love TJ food. Uh-huh. That's my second favorite, probably. But from foreign countries, I would say India. I loved the food in India. And I think that would probably, and then obviously Egypt, you know, and that would probably be my top.
Which one had the hardest, which one did you have the hardest time adapting to? Like maybe the style of living or I don't know, maybe the food?
The food, I'm okay with the food. I just, you know, kind of suck it up, you know. I mean, if I'm gonna travel, you need to have an open mind for the things that you're gonna see, encounter, and stuff like that. So when it comes to food, I'm okay with it. Uh-huh. It's the culture shock that, you know, I've had culture shock a couple times. No, I would say about three times in my whole traveling experiences. My first culture shock was actually in India when I first got out of the airport. It was a whole different there's a lot of people and you're walking out as Americans but you look like them, you know, and but they know you're foreign, so they all just swarm you, like it's like they're all coming at you like in a movie, and you know it, they're not speaking your language, the weather's completely different, everything is different, and you're like, holy crap, are they gonna take my stuff? You know, they're like, come here, those little taxis, you know, the little brown taxis, and they're like, come here, they're grabbing your stuff and putting them in there, and you're like, oh snap, what is going on here? That was my first culture shock. My second one was when I went to Russia. A totally different experience. Nobody talked to you.
Oh yeah.
Everything was gray.
Uh-huh.
Mean faces, like blank faces. Yeah. You know, you'd smile and they'd turn away. Nobody wanted to talk to you. That was super strange to me because, you know, we're social people, you know. Yeah. And so going there, I was like, oh, dang.
Yeah.
Egypt, that was pretty freaky, too. So.
Well, I think, like, India, like, they do that because they're so, like, the population's so big that they need to compete for jobs. And, like, aggression, that's the best
way. No, I get it. I get it. Yeah, I get it. But when you're foreign, that throws you off, you know.
Well, what has been the weirdest thing you ever ate?
Russia has some weird food. They use a lot of potatoes and stuff like that. That's just, you know, to me it was a little weird and a little hard to like eat. But I think the one of the items that I've eaten that was like really hard was this beetle. It's called beetle nut in India, and it's a nut. It's a nut that they give you when you go visit somebody. It's a sign of friendship, so you have to eat it. And sometimes they have a leaf. So they put it on a leaf with, they make a paste, a lime paste, and it's white. So they grab, they, you have the leaf, and then you put some lime on it, like the paste, and then they put the nut on it. It's called betel nut, and then you roll it up and you have to eat it.
Oh, how many times did you have to eat it?
Several times. Oh, wow. But I would have to kind of excuse myself to get rid of it because it didn't happen often. But there was a, I mean, after you go house to house and they give it to you, like it's like a caffeine on steroids.
Oh, wow.
So it could be addicting, you know, if you, they love it and everybody does it, you know. So, but it could be like addicting. That was just really hard to palate. Yeah,
that's crazy.
It was like my mouth is salivating, but I would not eat that if I, you know, if I didn't have to.
Like just restocking on it, like, man, I might have guests over, like having to go buy nuts. Well, and
they
make
sell
the
it like they sell it in bulk. Oh, you know, you buy the leaf in bulk, so it's like leaves stacked on leaves. They just wrap it with like a branch, you know, one of those pliable branches, and the little container with the lime paste. And then a bag of betel nut, you know? So, I mean, everybody eats it. Everybody has, like, our driver who was taking us to the airport, he would be eating that thing the whole drive there. You know, it turns your mouth red, like, so you're, so you can imagine, like, it, you know, you be eating those things, and when you speak, your mouth is red. Wow. So you have to spit it out like tobacco. Yeah. So you don't swallow it. You just chew it, get everything out, and then you spit it out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I would imagine, like, that'd be, like, here, I guess that's a sign of, like, disrespect if you spit somebody's food out.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I mean, if the, I don't think the leaf is like kind of like mint where you could kind of chew it. And
it's not minty at all. So imagine, not that I've ever tasted it, okay, but so imagine a sewer and gasoline mixed.
Oh, wow.
That's what I remember it tasting like, you know? So, I don't know, you know.
So any listeners in India or anywhere, don't, please.
I'm not trying to disrespect anybody, but we're all used to different things, you know. If we're not accustomed to it, it's hard to palate something. Just like probably if they were to eat
like alebrijes or
something,
like,
you know,
like a bug, it might be strange to them, but like in some places, in like in Mexico, that's like they put chili on them. And it's pretty much candy to them, like ants. Like some people just eat ants, pop them up.
Grasshoppers. I don't know. You know.
Yeah. Can you give anybody out here listening, like, any advice, like, YouTube wise, like, that they want to get into YouTube but kind of hesitant? So can you give them any advice, like, besides just do it? Because,
Well, I don't think there's any better advice than that, actually. Just do it. If you feel like you have something to share, you should just put yourself out there. There's really nothing holding you back but yourself. You just have to just pull up your chonies and go for it, you know. So I think that if you're considering it, this is the time to do it. Things change so quick, and all the things on YouTube are changing so fast and so drastically that I would say if you're thinking about it right now, you need to get on it, because it's going to get harder and harder and harder to just, anyone can make content, I'll just say that. Anyone. I can record my dog and make her channel, and she can have it on there. But, you know, you have to have something to give.
Yeah.
if I'm gonna give you, if I'm gonna put a video out, it has to service you somehow. You have to get something out of it, yeah. You know. I mean, unless it's just entertaining, and even then, you're being entertained. Mm-hmm. So think about that. Like, what are you offering to those you want to watch your show?
Yeah, and right now, when you said that, I feel like you were gonna say your abuelita, but you actually like you literally do it with your abuelita. So
yeah,
you know, you can't say. Like, even your abuelita could do it or something like that.
No, my abuelita, you know, I can't use that line anymore. Yeah, yeah.
So, the last question is, can you tell me something that happened this week? A positive and a negative thing that happened to you this week.
Yes. A positive thing is that you're here.
Oh, thank you.
So, I mean, you know, having a podcast drive all the way out to Timbuktu for you, I think that's a super positive thing. And I thank you and I appreciate you coming out here.
I mean, thank you.
And to interview little old me.
I mean, you're like I mentioned earlier, like, I like what you're doing. Like, I kind of like, I was trying to replicate a recipe, but I failed.
Oh, no. Yeah, which one? Failed.
I think it was chiles rellenos.
Oh yeah, that's a hard one.
Yeah, so
but it could happen.
Yeah, I ended up making soup instead.
Yeah. We needed to work with you.
Yeah. I do decently, but I'm just not good at following directions.
Oh, okay.
So that was a positive. And what about a negative?
Well, as you know, social media has a lot of positive things to offer, but it can also be used in a negative way.
Yeah.
So, you know, somebody reached out to me through social media and decided that they would share inappropriate things with me.
Oh, wow.
That they should have probably kept to themselves. Uh-huh. And people use fake accounts. Mm-hmm. And they can divulge any information that they want to give you.
Yeah.
And so they use it in a very negative way. And I don't appreciate that. And I'll just say this openly here in your podcast. Yeah. That if you have negative things to say to me, take it up with God. You know, I don't think that we should be using these platforms to be negative.
Yeah.
We should use these platforms to bring positivity to our people, to our community. If you use this community to take people down, mm-hmm. just know that it'll come back.
Yeah.
It will come back and you will probably pay quadruple fold.
It just makes you look bad too.
It does, because, you know, I mean, say you're only sharing it with me, but that doesn't mean you won't do it to somebody else. Yeah. And if you do it to the wrong person, I'm nice, okay? Mm-hmm. I'll just tell you, I'm nice. And it takes a lot to really make me do something really bad.
Yeah, a lot.
So if if you send a negative message to the wrong person, okay, you should be very careful.
Yeah.
Just
look at like Twitter and like people go at it like 50 Cent. Like, you can't say anything to that guy because
he'll
go on you.
Yeah.
Or Drake too. Like, yeah, they'll go off the, and then they're good at it.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
just be careful, guys. Hopefully, I mean, well, you know what? Another question. How do you deal with like negative like vibes or people like negative reviews or like negative comments or just negativity? Like, how do you deal with it?
With negative reviews, I actually think it's a positive thing. Like, if they have something negative to say in regards to my videos, uh-huh, not personal attacks, uh-huh, my videos, then I take that and I see, well, how can I improve that? So, for example, I used to talk all over my grandma. I used to translate her. She'd be like, échenle sal. She'd be like, échenle sal, put in salt, you know? Uh-huh. So I'd talk like right over you, and they're like, what, you know? This show should be in Spanish only. So I switched and I did subtitles. Mm-hmm. And so that was a positive thing. Like, I take those real reviews and I really look at them to how I can improve my channel, how I can make it better for them, because I'm always thinking about my audience. I'm not thinking about me. I'm thinking about my audience. And so I'm thinking, okay, how can I help them enjoy this more? Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna fix this. I'm gonna tweak it without compromising my initial like vibe.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So when it comes to personal attacks, like, se te ve el frente en la, se te ve el nopal en la frente, ¿por qué estás hablando inglés? I'm like, you know what? Those kind of comments, I just, like, sweep under the rug, and I'm like, you know, dude, you don't even know.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't know. You don't know anything about me.
Yeah.
Move on with your life. You know, if they say stuff like, this show should be in Spanish only, it's Mexican food, then I'm like, well, this show is bilingual. Mm-hmm. It's going to stay bilingual because it is my show.
Yeah.
So it just depends on the type of negativity you're throwing at me. Some things I'll just take. Some things I'll just ignore completely and not give it time of day. And then other things, like the real, real nasty things, like I said, mm-hmm. Just keep it to yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Some people forget that.
We're human?
No, some people forget that. Like this is your thing. And if they want it better, not better, but like if they want it different, then they could go out and do it themselves.
Right.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah, go ahead. Please, more power to you.
Yeah,
dude, if you feel like my show sucks and you feel you could do it better, please.
Yeah.
That would even empower us even more, you know?
And then, like, if there's anybody over here that think that they could do a better podcast, go ahead and do it. But just make sure you tell me, do you tell them that I suck? That way I could get that publicity, you know?
Exactly. That's exactly what I, like, somewhere around those lines, if they come, like, I'm doing a live feed or something, they're like, you suck.
Yeah.
I was like, thank you for paying my bills.
Yeah.
You know, your little view just paid me.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
keep
yeah.
coming. Come on, come on, come on.
I mean, welcome. Like, I welcome the haters. I mean,
yeah.
As long as, like, you tell people who I am and you tell them what I do and where they could find me, I don't care.
No, not where you live, though. No,
nah, I mean, not like, no, but like, what like platforms I'm in, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then that, I mean, yeah, whatever. I'm gonna stop talking about myself, right?
Okay.
So we're gonna wrap it up. But before we go, we're gonna play a game. But before that, can you tell people where they could find you? Like your social medias, YouTubes, whatever.
So if you want authentic Mexican cooking, make sure you hit us up all over social media, any platform. We're under Abuela's Kitchen. We should pretty much automatically pop up. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. I even have a blog where I write family stories with my abuela or just stories. I love sharing stories. I'm a storyteller, so go on there. My Masa Masa, my personal one, it's Instagram _ Masa Masa, YouTube channel Masa Masa, and Etsy store Masa Masa. Mm. Come shop.
Yeah, and make sure you watch the videos. Like the ones I enjoyed are the ones that she's narrating over. Because I feel like she's giving Morgan Freeman a run for his money over here. Like I just like the passion that you like, the way you speak. That's
thank you.
I enjoy it.
Thank you.
All right. Well, like I said, we're going to play a little game called Sevens. So for anybody that doesn't know what Sevens is,
uh-huh.
is a word association game where I'm going to give you a clue. And pretty much you just got to tell me what I'm looking at. So the whole purpose of the game is I'm going to give my guess with high score. I'm going to give him something at the end of the year. So the score you got to beat is 32. So you're going to have 7 seconds to answer. It's going to be 7 questions. Each question, you're going to have 7 seconds to answer. It's a lot of numbers.
7, 7, 7.
Yeah. So go for something that I'm going to be good at. Because if I'm not and you choose it, you're going to get a really low score.
Oh,
all right. So the categories are general, movies, TV shows, celebrities, music, sports, Broadway, food, animals, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s.
Food, of course.
Food? Okay. All right, cool.
Oh, wait, you don't know anything about food, right?
It's general. Like, it's like torta, hamburger. So I just got to give you clues,
okay,
all right?
Okay,
so we're gonna play this game twice. That way, like, I know that sometimes the first time it's hard to get used to. So then hopefully if you do bad the first time, then hopefully you do better the second time.
Let's hope.
Tacos are like the basis of the tacos, like the base of it, like the, what is it?
I'm tortilla? Kidding, yeah. Oh, we started? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
snail, what's snail? Like it's when they cook it.
Cargo, escargot.
It's white, it's kind of like oatmeal, like you get a biscuit, you eat it with the biscuit.
Gravy.
Oh, okay. It's made out of a pig, you make sandwiches out of it.
Ham.
It has a bean, you can make it hot, it's kind of like a soup.
Chorizo?
No, it's like a soup.
beans.
It's Greek, it's kind of like the version of a sandwich. They put like
gyro.
Yeah, gyro. it's made out of all right, sorry, the last one. What's that bean? It's white. What? The answer is hummus.
Oh, hummus. Okay.
What's the bean?
Hominy?
No. It's kind of like hominy, but in English. The what? Yeah, garbanzo. Man. All right, well, you got 11.
Come on.
I don't know. Like, was that a bad clue? The tortilla one is the base of a taco.
I just didn't know you had. Yeah. I didn't know what we were doing.
So it was tortilla, escargot, grits, ham, chili. Chili was the one. It's like a soup.
I thought you didn't know what a tortilla was. No. I didn't know you had started.
No. Okay, sorry.
I was
about
like,
that.
This dude.
No, I was giving you the clue. I kept saying it over and over.
I was like,
maybe that's the way I speak.
Giving you a blank stare.
No, so it was tortillas, escargot, grits, ham, and the one, it's like kind of soup with beans, it's chili.
Yeah, duh.
Gyro and hummus.
Okay.
Yeah, that one was my fault, but you got 11. That's not close. So that's not near
what
32.
What do I have to 32? Okay. Yeah. Oh, man. All right,
so
has anybody gotten lower than 11?
I've gotten zero.
Okay. I feel better already.
Yeah. Like, one of my friends, like, he got zero also. So the lowest possible score is
zero. Okay, thanks.
You can't go negative unless I'm mad at you. Like,
thank you.
Like I would have, if you wouldn't got anything in tortilla, not even tortilla, I would have given you a negative
you
score.
You have to give me that one because I had no idea what was going on. All
right. So do you want to go a different category?
No. Let's do this.
Okay. So this is the second time, the final one. All right, so how about I tell you, we're going to start. All right, go. It's bread when you put
pita.
It in. No, it's when you put it into the toaster. What does it do?
Sandwich bread.
No, the bread. What does it
toast.
Do? Yeah. When you don't eat meat, what are you?
Vegetarian.
It's like pastas. What? Like, where is this food from? Pasta.
It's Italy.
Like, you can make it spicy. It's made out of tomatoes, you
chili, pico de gallo.
Yeah. There's different varieties. It's you could like corn on the cob. What is it? I just said it. Sorry. Oh, you didn't even say it.
Corn on the cob.
The cook. It's another word for cook.
Barbecue.
No, another word for cook, for the person, the cook.
Oh, a chef.
Oh, not a like I just mentioned earlier. It's from Greek. It's
gyro.
Yeah. Okay, so, all right, so 21.
And you messed up 1,000 times. I'm just kidding.
I didn't mess up.
Yes,
was,
you
another
did.
Another word for cook.
You.
Another word for cook. Let's
turn it around.
All right.
Okay, give it to me.
This is it. You won't get a score.
No, but you will.
Okay.
All right, what do you want?
Whatever.
Okay.
Okay, go for food.
Food,
since
okay.
You're so good at
Let's
not
see.
Taking clues.
Okay. Okay, I'll probably be bad at this part. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. It's from Philly.
Cheesesteak.
Yes. You dip it. You cut it.
Tortillas?
You toast it.
Bread.
It's spicy. It's green, Asian. Sushi.
Wasabi.
Yes. Dried beef.
Jerk.
You put it in the freezer. It's sweet, colorful. It's hard.
Ice cream?
Popsicle. You eat it with soup. It cracks.
Bread. Egg.
No, your thing shut off.
Oh. Okay. Well.
Well, you lost.
Cracker, and then the last one is salt.
See, you did good, right?
What'd
you get?
I would have got 9.
Okay, you didn't do good.
Yeah.
Hey, but I was giving good clues, right?
Yeah.
Were they good?
They
See?
Were good. They were.
Bam.
The last one, the popsicle, though, like that's the one I was having a hard time.
Yeah.
And I knew wasabi, but I saw the picture, but I didn't see the word.
Oh.
All right. Well, you
we
know
did
what?
All right.
That was. I mean, I think we did pretty good. You know. Just before I ended, like, did I miss anything? Like, is there anything that I didn't cover that you would want the listeners to like know about you or know in general?
No. Just you know, come follow me.
All right, guys. Well, you can find me at Instagram, Facebook. All you gotta do is look up. Let me know. It's LEM. Make sure you correct that because the autocorrect would put a T. So make sure you go back and put an M. All right. So you could also find me on SoundCloud, YouTube, Stitcher, You know what? Like, I've said it before and I'll say it again. Just Google me. Google, let me know. And whatever pops up on Google, just click on it and I'm pretty sure you'll be able to hear it. Hear the podcast. And I mean, I don't even know why I'm saying this, because if you're already listening to the podcast, then you already know how to find me. But
how about share it with your friends?
Yeah, but make sure you share with your friends. Make sure you leave a comment. I have stickers. I have hats. I have shirts. So if you want one, just make sure you DM me. And she also has the same thing. So go over there, leave a review on her on videos. Go buy some stuff.
Yes.
You know? Help us, you know, like make sure you share. The more followers, the more listeners we have, the more my guests are gonna benefit from this. All right, you know what? I think I'm gonna end it. I took too much out of your day already, so I'm just gonna leave you and thank you for letting me be part of your day. All right, guys, till next time. Bye.
Bye.
De acuerdo a la experiencia, que tan solo se odia.